Joining the Red River Farm Network is National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Marty Smith, a rancher from Florida. And Marty, we received news from USDA that their investigation into price discrepancies within the cattle market is going to move forward.
And so obviously, a lot of these actions stem from the grassroots setup of the organization, you know, those members that are on the ground, the cow-calf producers, the feeders, you name it, that are doing this work every single day. You know, when did you start gathering some of these comments from member producers? And it sounds like action was taken pretty quickly.
Certainly the last 2 weeks have been full of input from membership around the country, from cow-calf producers, from stockers and backgrounders, from feeders. Of all shapes and sizes. In addition to that, we have, for the last several years, had a very specific cattle marketing working committee that includes a number of feeders, a number of our state execs from all over the United States. And we heard this very strongly from them, and in fact, this was a directive that they came with out of their committee structure. We then took that through our officer team and to our executive committee. And that is the manner in which NCBA does things. It is a grassroots organization, and this came from the very grassroots with our committee and, you know, from producers all over the country and in all shapes and sizes and types. Mm-hmm. It is a very, again, very aggressive action for NCBA. Indicative of, I think, what people can look to see out of NCBA now and in the future. We just it's a different economy, it's a different political climate, and we're going to have to do things like this. But it does start with producers, and the action is what's generated there, not by some individual, but it really is a group effort. We try to think of it as a team effort.
Mm-hmm. As far as moving forward with the investigation, do we have any sort of an estimate on a timeline?
One of the specific reasons behind taking this directly to President Trump was the fact that with the investigation that came out of the Holcomb fire, we have not gotten any answers yet. So, in part, USDA said that they will investigate this along with that investigation. This is another occurrence of, you know, some similarities, but it's still another occurrence where our market system just did not work the way that it should. And so, in response to your question, when do we expect something? The sooner the better. We are keep doing everything we can to keep pressure on both USDA, but we've also asked for them to seek assistance from the Justice Department. And with this letter, we've asked for the Commodities Futures Trading Commission to take a look at the CME contract structure. What we've seen is, of course, a huge disconnect in the futures market and the actual cash market on cattle. We've also seen, again, box beef prices that have stayed steady and increased due to the real surge in demand for beef. At the same time, we're looking at our steer prices just plummeting. And so that's why we're asking for a further and deeper investigation into all of these market conditions. And we will be staying, you know, diligent and steadily after USDA to continue to push this through. And again, we're looking for the White House for President Trump to assist us with that. So far, we've had a favorable response out of the administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marty, as we wrap up the conversation here, as you and I were talking beforehand, not only do we have a lot of uncertainty going on with market volatility and the coronavirus outbreak throughout across the nation, but we're still dealing with some just wicked weather. I know down where you are, it's extremely hot. Up where I am, it's extremely cold. So what, I guess, words of encouragement do you have to share with cattle producers during these uncertain and kind of crazy times?
Well, I would hope that everybody would focus back on their families, on their own health. Let's work our way through this. Like with every other challenge we face, this is a time to come together as a group and as a team, support one another, help one another. And, you know, America's been through a lot of challenges before. We will get through this one. I hope that we're seeing that tide turn as we speak, and that we will be moving forward and be able to look back at this in the future. But, let's work together. Let's work together, and let's fix some of the problems we have with our market system. Let's also be thankful that we are able to continue to produce beef, and we're continuing to feed the world. And one of the good things that we've seen with this is just unprecedented demand for beef in the grocery stores. You know, with the restaurants shut down, people are fixing more beef at home. And I keep hearing of, beef not being on the shelves. We're thankful for that, and that is good news to take away from this. There certainly shows the benefits of our beef checkoff and what it's been able to do. And, of course, right now, continuing to do that kind of work. One of the other things that NCBA is really focused on has been trying to keep the supply chain going and working on things like keeping the trucks on the road, keeping the truck stops open so that the truckers can keep going, both hauling cattle, but particularly hauling beef to the stores. So, those are some areas where we've had some success. We're also trying to do some work with Department of Interior, some of our other federal agencies to allow some broadened grazing to take place during this crisis time and open up some more land for grazing. So a lot of things going on out there, and hopefully we can help every individual producer get through this. Certainly been involved and will continue to be involved in seeking some government support back for some of the losses that we've all faced.